This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, presenting Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. To encourage Michael to go through the list of stories and the people, the stories are generated by conversations that the folks at Talkers have with programmers and radio hosts and looking at the the tea leaves. A lot of things going on. And as usual, we have 10 of the top items to talk about, and we'll talk about some other things, too. As a matter of fact, later in the program, we're going to present something exciting, new, something that'll be a trendsetter, something the whole country will be talking about before the weekend is over. All right, but that's coming up later on. Right now, Michael, if you'd please do us the service of going through these stories and the people list so we can find out what it is that's making people either upset, excited, curious. All those things, I guess, are part of it, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty yappy week, and lots of things going on, and here we are. At number 10, we have the Evergrande liquidation. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, Chinese hackers' threats. At number 7, the tech chief's hearing. At number 6, the Fannie Willis allegations. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, the 2024 presidential race tied with MAGA versus Taylor Swift. At number 3,
I'm more important than Taylor. I'm bigger than Taylor Swift, right? That's it.
Well, no, actually, it's come out that theoretically, how's that, conspiracy theory, theoretically, it's unscientific, that Taylor Swift is a government operative.
Oh,
dedicated to,
really?
Yeah, that the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce, her boyfriend and football star of great renown, that they are part of a conspiracy to bring down Donald Trump. So really,
oh, of course. Except he also said this week, Mr. Trump, that he was bigger than Taylor Swift. I'm bigger. He did say that on Tuesday.
I didn't catch that. Really?
He said, I'm bigger than Taylor Swift. Yep. Yeah. He said,
wow. That's that's sacrilegious.
And
that's almost as bad as the Beatles.
Either.
That's almost as bad as the Beatles. Right. John Lennon getting in trouble for a similar remark.
I'm bigger than Jesus Christ. Yeah, right.
Number three, the Israel-Hamas war. Number 2, U.S.-Iran tensions and the Houthi rebel attacks. And number 1, the U.S. migrant crisis tied with the Mayorkas impeachment. Our top people on the list, Mike Johnson at 10, Zuckerberg at 9, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade at 8, Taylor Swift at 7, Nikki Haley at 6, number 5, Benjamin Netanyahu, number 4, Greg Abbott, number 3, Alejandro Mayorkas, number 2, the aforementioned Donald Trump, and at number 1, the yet-to-be-mentioned Joe Biden. There you go.
So is Alejandro Mayorkas just kind of a slub who can't defend himself and he makes it easy for people to attack him? Whoever even talked about him before he was considered by the right to be the devil incarnate and responsible for the migrant situation?
Yeah, well, he's a convenient scapegoat, a convenient lightning rod. The migrant thing is crazy. The whole thing is so crazy. I mean, I guess the terminology is to unpack it would take this entire show. I'll tell you one thing. The immigration issue began on talk radio a couple of decades ago. I mean, that's how
at
long.
Least.
Am I right?
Yep.
And now.
Jerry Williams.
And now it's over the top. And,
yep.
it's political, but, it's real, and it's being messed up by everybody.
Well, but what's really new here? We keep talking about the same things because nothing's being done to fix the same problem.
Well, now they're
going to
fix it. Now they're trying to fix it. Now it's become a very strategic game between Biden
only
and,
because
and
it's
Trump.
Politically distasteful for Biden. Even there is no will among the Democrats. I say this with authority, to really fix the problem. They don't want to fix it because it helps their bottom line when it comes to voters. People, as most of these we've found over the years, these polls have tracked people that come into the country, and where they go politically is to the Democrats, not to the Republicans, in the main. Not all of them, but...
Well,
you know,
that certainly is arguable, but it may be true. Mm-hmm. But I think it's at the point now where Biden realizes he will be better politically served if he hijacks the movement away from Trump and makes it his own. Hence, the issue of Trump saying he doesn't want the bipartisan bill to be passed. He'd rather see everything go to pot and then have a better chance of winning the presidency, which is very typical of politics today on the part of both parties. I'm not pointing out Trump as singularly being self-serving. They're all self-serving. Some of them are more subtle than Trump. Trump is open. He's very honest about being a self-serving nasty politician.
Right. There you go. That's my headline for the day.
Think about it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, so let's the whole business of the coverage of the presidential race. Where do we go from here? Because nobody knew the primary season is over, and yet the same stuff gets rehashed, and that's a danger, I think. And you're the guru of talk radio, but in my mind, the same old stuff over and over and over again, because there is nothing new. You got nothing. Trump, everybody knows who he is. Biden, everybody knows who he is. Maybe a wrinkle which started in rumor form when you and I were having lunch last week at 2J's was the idea that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be Trump's running mate. And then you start thinking about, well, all the noise that he was making up until a month or two ago, and now nobody's heard from him for a couple of months. And the speculation, which I've heard from people who are really big into the circle, is that Trump started talking to him around Thanksgiving and said, hey, maybe you and I would make a great team. What do you think? And so it's 95% of those who are actually in the know think that that's where it's going to go. So what do you think of that? That's at least an interesting wrinkle in all of this, isn't it?
Well, it's all interesting wrinkles, and it's all part of what there is to talk about. There's also talk that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is eyeballing dealing with the Libertarians as a candidate, which would help him put his presidency on the ballot in at least 48 or 49 states, which is very difficult to do when you're an independent, as to whether or not his policies can conform with Libertarian Party policies. That's another question, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is all over the place, and I'm not even that sure he'd be completely compatible with Trump. I'm also not that sure he would be a plus on the Trump ticket. So all of this is interesting stuff. And you said before the primaries are over. Well, not if Nikki Haley can help it. Not that she presents a threat to Trump in terms of getting the party nomination, but she's a constant pain in the backside to him in terms of attacking him more vehemently, thus eroding him, certainly not adding to him. And because there's so much time left before the actual election, anything could happen, and everybody's scanning the horizon for that unexpected event. I mean, we're talking about escalating war around the world. We're talking about an economy that still is kind of mystical and hard to describe. And I hate to say this, but I've got to be blunt. We're dealing with two very, very senior citizens running for the presidency. which is a year from now. Neither of them are necessarily, you know, specimens of fantastic health.
So, Nikki Haley this week, she's number six, by the way, on the people list, as Michael just went through that list. Number six, Nikki Haley, who the other day called out Trump, said he was an old codger. Also, this is new. This is the wrinkle that's new. Talking about him and his morality, or lack thereof. You know, she's trying to Trump, if pardon the pun, Trump in her own state, because the polls at the moment, at week's end, show that she's behind Trump even in her own state. But she says Trump is too old, too confused, too chaotic, too tantrum-prone to be president. She really stung him and did an interesting character study on him. And most of the things she said, most people, when you analyze Trump, would agree, yep, all those things are true about him. But yet, people still want to vote for him.
Well, the people that want to vote for him are the people who are party faithfuls, Republican, you know, diehards, the core, the MAGA crowd. How he will translate to a general election has yet to be seen, although polls indicate at this point it would be neck and neck with him slightly ahead of Biden. So, but things, you know, things change on a dime. It's like the last 2 minutes of a close basketball game. You know, it can go either way. And I think it'll come down to either being a nail biter or a landslide. And I can't predict which side will get the landslide. This is highly unpredictable. I think from a standpoint of talk radio, bringing it back to the point of, you know, what's it to talk about, I think it's very interesting, and it's, of course, challenging for talk show hosts to be able to find the different angles on it, the possibilities, and the different information that's floating around out there without succumbing to conspiracy theories or just plain crap that hasn't been vetted.
Well, listen, there's plenty of crap
to talk about. We live in an era where you don't know what to believe.
Now with AI and
deep fakes and scams, what do you do?
I went through this whole thing on the Good Day program the other day about how it is that we can't seem to find what the real story is. I used two headlines about the same thing and how different they were.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's craziness because you don't really know what the heck's going on. 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild build lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, as presented by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher there. He has many hats. He has many roles. He does not only run Talkers, but there are things that become important in our societal reality. And people who are commenting on them, we have lots of people who want to talk about the issues. In many cases, it's more poignant if you do something different, like sing about the issues. And thus, we have a series of songs from a group that's been around since the 70s called Gun Hill Road, a group that Michael has been associated with since they began and is now a member of the group, in fact. And they've done, I think, the best work you've done to date is a song called Idiots.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps that will be, I'll change my opinion because there's a new Gun Hill Road song that's out that we are going to introduce for the first time anywhere this week on the countdown. Michael, can you tell us?
Well, it has a shelf life. It has a shelf life of 11 days, so I don't think it's going to beat Idiots as our biggest hits. I think the next time we come out with a song is Scammers. Damn Scammers. That's going to be the big one. This one is a sweet little song about the power and the glory of radio. It's a promotional song to honor and pay tribute to the medium of radio. When I say 11 days, 11 days from now is World Radio Day. I had the honor of being the executive advisor to UNESCO and the United Nations, who proclaims World Radio Day, and Gun Hill Road and I, I'm a member of the group, we put together a song called Over the Radio Waves. And it's a nice, sweet little song. I'm one of the singers on it. You can hear me singing it. And it's, you know, Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Coonan, and Michael Harrison, today's incarnation of Gun Hill Road. And it's a song about radio and a promotion for World Radio Day. There you have it.
Radio on. Now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. The signal's strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day. So save the day, United Nations and UNESCO are going to celebrate. Inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity. Now more than ever universally. Audio messages around the wheel through the electromagnetic field. Radio is important like never before. February 13, 2024. Mark it on your calendar and don't delay. Let's all celebrate World Radio Day. Tune in to hear what everybody's got to say.
Times can be tough when you're far away from town, but still I hear your voice, and there's comfort in the sound. I listen as I go, the words and music free my soul, and I feel whole, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
Over the radio waves, Gun Hill Road, Michael Harrison celebrating World Radio Day, February the 13th.
And if I could just put a little plug in for the video on that, because it's really sweet. It's very inspiring. It shows the diversity of radio around the world. It's overtheradiowaves.com. Overtheradiowaves.com. It's on YouTube. It was just put up a little bit ago, so be one of the first people to see it.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month, nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Toxicology reports released this week revealed that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis' Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in discussions with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case and accused it of steering the car industry into the poorhouse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio on. Now the day has just begun. Voices in the air, rising with the morning sun. I go about my day, and I know that I belong. The signal's strong, and we all stand together over the radio waves.
World Radio Day. So save the date, United Nations and UNESCO going to celebrate, inform, entertain, and educate into its second century. A lifeline called diversity. Now more than ever, universally. Audio messages around the wheel through the electromagnetic field. Radio is important like never before. February 13, 2024. Mark it on your calendar and don't delay. Let's all celebrate World Radio Day. Tune in to hear what everybody's got to say.
Times can be tough when you're far away from town. But still I hear your voice, and there's comfort in the sound. I listen as I go. The words and music free my soul, and I feel whole. And we all stand together over the radio waves.
I think this is very catchy. Michael said, what do I think? I think it's very cool. It's a nice pop little song, and certainly celebrating World Radio Day. Maybe I ought to dig into that a little bit more with you. By the way, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, involved up to his ears in all things talk radio-ish. I'm Doug Steffen. I like to think that I'm involved in a lot of talk radio-ish sorts of things as well.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. You're a major player. I think people listening to this show realize how big you are in the business, and if they don't, if I'm any kind of an authority, let me second that notion. You do play a big role, no doubt, and have for decades.
Maybe the people who have been around for a while, and I wanted to spend a minute talking about Joe Madison,
yes,
who is another fellow that's been around for a long time. I remember the first time I met him. I think it was at a talk radio convention, one of the Talkers conventions,
yes,
or it may have been when we had the talk radio group, but Madison was big in Washington, and then he went on to Sirius XM, and now he's passed away. So you want to talk a little bit?
Yeah, Joe Madison passed away in the last day or so, and he had prostate cancer, and it went into remission a number of years ago, I think, 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And then after Thanksgiving, it took a nasty turn, and he's been very ill. Joe Madison is on the Sirius XM Urban View channel. He's an African-American talk show host, but he's more than that. I would say that Joe Madison has transcended talk radio and is among the active, now he's passed on, but he has been up until now one of the most influential thought leaders in the civil rights movement. And a very, very beloved figure and respected by people all across the spectrum of politics. He kind of leaned toward the left in terms of the argument within the African-American community about whether they're liberal or conservative. And, of course, it's more than a community. It's a giant segment of the population. So they are both. But Joe passed away, and I'm devastated because not only do I believe that Joe was a major pillar in this construct called the talk radio industry, but I considered him to be one of my friends. And I met him. We were on the same radio station together. And that's how I met Joe back in
really?
The... Oh, yeah, yeah. I was... I filled in for 6 months at WWRC in Washington, D.C.
That's right, too, yeah.
I hosted the mornings, and then there was a fellow by the name of Joel A. Spivak, who was sort of like...
Joel
A.
Spivak,
And then Victoria Jones, who we know is in the afternoon. There was Dr. Gabe Merkin, and then there was Joe Madison, the Black Eagle. Now, this was before talk radio was broken into left or right. Look at the diversity that was on that station.
Yeah,
And then Joe went to the all-black station, WOL, and from there he went to Sirius XM. We mourn him, indeed.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember, and don't want to make this about me, but I was on the other talk station in the morning at the time. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Of course
in Washington?
Of course I remember that.
Yeah, that was a time.
The 90s were the formative years of the talk radio.
Of what we have now.
Phenomenon. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, what we have now.
Maybe someday you and I should just have a discussion about the evolution of talk radio from the late 80s when the Fairness Doctrine was repealed to when you and Rush Limbaugh both started. You're the longest running syndicated show in talk radio now. Rush had you by a couple of months, I believe, and you've surpassed that. And how it grew from Jerry Williams style populism and diversity in sports, all in the same stations, to what it is now, highly defined by the category of whether it's left or right. And even that, in the commercial side of the dial, it's all right. And on the public side of the dial, it's all left. So it's changed in the past 40 years.
And to that point, and one of the points in terms of the number 7 issue, the story about the tech chiefs and the hearing that was held in Washington to try to get to the bottom, I guess, of the sorts of things that children are being exposed to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. With that and so many other stories, I took several different stories this week to make a point about AI and to make a point about how it's so difficult to figure out what's real. There was a story in Newsmax that said that the Chinese were going to attack the system, our voting system, and it went into great lengths of what they've done in the past, yada, yada, yada. The Chinese hacker story is number 8 this week. Now, on the other side, the same day, on the headline from USA Today about the same event was Chinese leader promises Joe Biden he will not interfere or China won't interfere in our election.
Oh, then there's nothing to worry about.
No, of course not. No, right, exactly. We've got it. But that's the kind of stuff that we're, you know, there's a thin line, where they say between love and hate, there's a thin line between the truth and stuff that isn't the truth. I guess we could lies and truth, but you don't know. And that's what's becoming so frustrating. And I wonder how we as talk hosts need to handle that, or does it make a difference? We're just talking about, we're observing and talking.
Well,
so do we need to know the truth?
Well, we need to try to find the truth, but more importantly, we need to try to speak the truth. Mm. I mean, you can't speak the truth if you don't know what the truth is.
No, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Right. And so that's what it comes down to, is seeking truth, not victory.
Yeah. All right, so one of the other sort of Johnny-comes, and I don't mean this in a negative sense, Johnny-come lately to the talk radio game is a guy named Ben Shapiro, who was actually on with our Jennifer Horn for a while on KRLA in Los Angeles. Mm. He sort of got a lot of attention because he was doing a blog, and then he started doing something on YouTube, and then, you know, it catapulted into the guy making like $30 million a year selling whatever he's selling. So he's come out with a song this week that has had a number. I don't know if it's a song. It's kind of like a rap thing. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I know of it, but I have not heard it yet, and I don't know whether you've heard it or not.
I haven't.
I thought it would. Yeah. All right. So let's listen, James. Let's play an excerpt from Ben Shapiro, who is a nationally syndicated host on Westward One. Let's listen to some of this thing, which has gotten millions of hits, I think, on YouTube.
If you want my pronouns, I'm the man you don't respect.
Let's look at the stats. I've got the bags, my money like Liz, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic, don't be a wap. Dog, it's a Yamaha, homie, no cap. Look at the graphs, look at my charts. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You're going to prison, I'm on television. Dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens. And I make raps off compound interest. Y'all live with your parents. Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. All my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one.
This ain't rap, this ain't money. Cars and clothes.
All right. We're turning the Talk Radio Countdown Show into a music fest here.
Yeah, all of us rappers. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
I don't know if I understood. I got the gist of some of that stuff that he's selling. But, you know, the people that he's like Joe Rogan and some of these other guys. I suppose maybe could you compare him to the likes of Limbaugh in the way that he has attracted an audience and the audience sticks with him no matter what? What's your read on it?
I see it as a total different era. Limbaugh is of one era, and he's Joe Rogan, who you mentioned, is of another era, and Ben Shapiro is a different genre than Joe Rogan. Ben Shapiro is a talk show host who has done very well in the podcasting arena, and mm-hmm. he does incredibly well on YouTube, where he has many, many, many videos of himself arguing with mega woke kids on college campuses, accusing him of being a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, and all that. And I have to tell you, he comes back with zingers to make them look, he stands up to them. He bravely marches onto liberal college campuses and takes on the leftiest of the lefties, the snowflakiest of the snowflakes, and does it. I sometimes, you know, admire him. I frankly am taken aback by what I just heard you play, because I have no idea what he was. It sounded.
I don't either.
It sounded like Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music album, which he made just to get even with RCA, because he owed them an album. So it was a double album of just noise. I'm not sure what he was doing there, but Ben Shapiro's.
But he's faithful. Mm-hmm. And he's figured out how to sell to the faithful. That's kind of what Joe Rogan has done.
But that,
as well,
that's
to a point.
That's what. what it comes down to, and I'll put it into a nutshell for you, is you cannot make it in mainstream heritage media anymore unless you've already made it bigger in social media.
Mm-hmm. The new guys, in fact.
That's what it comes down to. You have to have a huge social media following to get any kind of traction anymore in this media noisy jungle.
Hmm. I guess, there are a couple of examples of that. Meanwhile, I want to pause for a moment because I want to talk about Ralph Nader with you in just a moment here on the Countdown. The People List. So that you have that in the back of your mind as well as we're having these conversations on the various programs, whether it be the Talk Radio Roundup or the Talk Radio Countdown Show itself. At number 10 on the People List, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 9. Fannie Willis is at number 8. Taylor Swift is at 7. Nikki Haley is 6. Benjamin Netanyahu is 5. Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas, is 4. Alejandro Mayorkas, the fellow under fire, number 3. Everybody's under fire here, I guess, when you get right down to brass tacks. The whole list is about people who are getting pot shots taken at them. Now, let's see, number 2 is Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. That's the People List as it stands from the Talkers charts for the week of January 29th to February 2nd. Doug Steffen here on the reporting side of things. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The top stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these charts every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, a couple of Chinese stories in here this week. At number 10, the liquidation of the largest real estate holder in China. Number 9, continuing focus on the war, although it hasn't been in the top 10 for a couple of weeks. Whether or not the Chinese are going to hack our, the president of China says, no, we're not going to bother with your election, and yet the hackers are everywhere from China. It's number 8. The hearing in Washington with the chiefs of social media and technology is number 7. Allegations against Fannie Willis from the Trumpsters, number 6. Trump and his legal battles, 5. Presidential race, number 4. War in the Middle East is 3. Tensions between Iran and us is 2. And the migrant situation is number 1 this week on the Countdown.
All right, 48 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who this week interviews one of the most interesting talk radio guests
of the era of talk radio, because this guy's been around forever and ever, it seems. So you talked to, how'd you get Ralph Nader to come on the White Lantern
Ralph Nader and I are old friends, and he's been hanging around. So he does his own show on the Pacifica Network now for 10 years called the Ralph Nader Radio Hour, and he talks to professors and all kinds of intellectuals. The reason I went to Nader is because I am very upset about this whole tech thing where children are being influenced in very negative ways by the internet, by high-tech companies, the whole issue that we were talking about earlier. And I figured I'd go back to the father of American consumer advocacy, and that's Ralph Nader, how he feels about all these scams in high-tech and social media and youth. And he really lays it out brilliantly, 90 years old. MHinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
All right, there it is, Michael Harrison adding to societal norms and important discussions. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our weekly visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams and identity theft. Although I think when I look at the story list this week, the whole thing is a scam. I mean, look at the stuff. Michael Harrison and I were talking about this earlier, the business of what's new and how things are changing or not in terms of the presidential race, which is number 4 this week, and the continuing, I mean, this isn't a legal story, it just is what are we finding is new. One of the things that has been a question throughout these races in recent years is the things that these candidates say about the others. Can they sue one another? Like the things that Nikki Haley is saying, frankly, about Trump, that he's an old coot, and then Trump says, denigrating about her, but Trump says all kinds of things about people and gets away with it. Why doesn't somebody sue him?
There is nothing that prevents that. So, the idea that a politician can say anything they want about someone, about a rival or whomever, and even in a commercial, there's no, the interesting thing is, for commercials, for radio and TV, the laws do not allow the TV stations, radio stations, or print media to censor any commercials, political commercials that are done by a candidate. They can censor commercials that are done by, various support groups and political action committees, but they can't censor the candidate. But that doesn't insulate the candidate from defaming someone in that. So the idea, if someone says something false about someone else that harms their reputation, they can be held liable. Now, because generally when the candidates say it about themselves, there's that higher standard that has to be met in a libel or defamation case, where you have to show that they're purposely lying or a reckless disregard for the truth. But, you know, in fact, there have been a few cases where a candidate has sued their rival for things that have been said. But by and large, I think most candidates feel that if they do that, they're going to just give more publicity to the lies or the defamation, so they don't. But you're right. Absolutely, they could, and, you know, in some egregious circumstances, perhaps they should.
All right. Number six on the story list this week are the allegations, the Fannie Willis allegations. You want to dig into that a little bit, because I'm not sure everybody understood.
And here's, I was going to say no, and here's why. The thing that fascinates me about this is, so Fannie Willis is controlling the major case in Georgia against Trump, and it has been alleged that the attorney that she appointed to head the investigation, she was having an affair with. And the reason I say I really don't want to discuss it is it has no legal basis. If she came out and said, yeah, I had an affair with him, and here's what we did, it still has no basis for overturning the case. It has nothing to do with the case. It is smoke and mirrors. So, you know, we can...
Well, they're grasping at straws.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they?
That's,
kind
that's
of
what it is. Talk about the case, but even if she said in open court, yep, everything you said about me is true, that doesn't, it's no grounds for dismissing the case, removing anyone, it's just irrelevant.
The tech chiefs and the hearing before Congress, again, suits the fact that they said, we're sorry, so what? I guess, are these people vulnerable or not, these guys?
They are, but Congress has to grow a pair.
A set of.
Here's the deal. Yes. So the thing is, these platforms have abused their position. There have been whistleblowers that have shown that they have actually gone after children and trying to hook them and addict them. Interestingly enough, TikTok, which is a Chinese company, has two versions. They have the version in China that children can see, and then they have the version in the United States where children can see. And the version they have in China is dramatically limited than the stuff, we'll say, that they can see here. So these companies are totally at fault here for allowing this, making money from this. There's a Section 230 of the law that allows these platforms to escape liability for anything posted by a third party, and that was supposed to protect the Internet. But Congress can limit that, and they can limit that if these platforms do what they need to do to protect children and, frankly, to protect us all from misinformation and disinformation. And it seems that Congress in the past has said, yes, we want to hold these platforms responsible, but then they do nothing. So here again, as Mark Twain said, the opposite of progress is Congress. So we'll have to see what they can do.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.